You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday, California's newest U.S. Senator, Alex Padilla, spoke on the Senate floor regarding California wildfires. Here are edited portions of his remarks.
I rise today because my home state of California is on fire. Nearly 500,000 acres have burned in the last month by the Dixie Fire alone. That's more than 10 times the size of the District of Columbia. It's larger in size than the city of Los Angeles. Thousands of Californians have been forced to flee their homes with only the clothes on their back and the belongings they can carry in their cars. Entire towns have burnt to the ground. As of Sunday, Dixie is the largest single source fire in California's history. And California is not alone. The entire Western United States is on fire. Climate change is happening, and we must act now. In more than 1,000 centuries, the earth has never seen a decade as hot as we have seen in the last 10 years. The heat wave that is fueling fires, destroying crops, and sending areas across California into drought, that is on us. Devastating floods from Texas to Central Europe, those are on us. We have pushed our planet to this point. And if we continue to stall, the pace of record-breaking catastrophe will only increase. This is planet Earth's 10 alarm fire. And yet, my Republican colleagues pretend that they can't see the smoke blowing across the country, smoke that's visible from space. But the good news is we have a Democratic majority and we know how to fight this fire. If we race to zero out our carbon emissions, we can slow the pace of climate change. We can even bring down temperatures by the middle of the century. But our path to avert a catastrophic cycle is narrowing by the day. We must act boldly and with urgency to tackle this crisis head on across the country, across industries, and across the world. We need to end our dependence on fossil fuels. We also need to aim high and fully fund transformational infrastructure that will allow us not just to survive this transition, but to come out better than we were before. On a zero-emission school bus, students won't have to breathe dirty air. In an economy rebuilt to meet this challenge, millions of Americans will work in high-paying, sustainable jobs. So let's rise to meet the challenge of our generation. We cannot, we will not let our home burn. Thank you, Madam President.